Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, Rabbi Tina, our previous shiva is the 11th. Shir Galam, Ultimat, and Perak Vavalach Dalet, in the second series. And now we can understand the Indian Shlifas HaKsavim Yoshua sent three letters to the Tosh Eretz Yisrael, to the seven nations. One is, if you want to run away, run away. And then he said, if you want to make peace, make peace. And the third letter said, you want to wage war, so wage war. Those are these letters. And the Rabbi says this is before they came to Eretz Yisrael. After they came to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't offer peace anymore. So we explained that this is Lashus. Before they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were Lashus to send these letters. It's not a chiv, it's not a chiv of Vachash Shalom or the Shiva Amin. And we also had a Mizrahi, the Re'im, and Rashi. It was Miyashi, the Pasuk, that there was no city, Lois Seir, Pasuk in Yoshua that we saw. There was no city that didn't, there was no city that made peace with Jewish people except for the chiv of Yoshua, the chiv of Mashba. The other nations could have, everybody else could have made peace had they so desired. And why is that? Because according to according to Rashi, if their action the Makabal is Zayin Mitzvahs, so we're Makabal them as Geir Toshev. The question is, we're not Makabal, Rashi himself writes in Sotlam Ne'am Beis, that we're not Makabal, Kanayim Me'al Shevet Eretz Yisrael. So how do they send these letters, and how are we Makabal, not Makabal Shevet Mitzvah, we're not Makabal, Geir Kanayim Shevet Eretz Yisrael. It's being done out of Hira, and we don't accept these Geir Toshev out of Hira. And also, why did the Gaonim have to make this ruse, do this trick? They should accept them even without the trick, because they're Makabal Shevet Mitzvahs. So we explain according to the Ramban that there's a Mechayiv Mitzvah Shalom. There's a Mechayiv Mitzvah Shalom, you're Makabal and it's Geir Toshev, even though it's being done in Yira. So other reasons would also apply. Doesn't have to be Mechayiv Mitzvah Shalom. And it really all depends on the strategic plans of the Jewish people. The Yeshua sits with the generals and they decide what's going to be best for the war effort. And therefore, if it's best for the war for the Makabal Geir Toshev, even the Yira, they're going to do so. They just according to Rashi and Ravid, there's no dinim shlichas shalom v'akasha, because the akasha shalom according to the Ramban, in other words, even in Tosh Eretz Yisrael, even in Sibamin, according to the Ramban and Ravid, there is no dinim of shlichas shalom for those in Eretz Yisrael. But if they're makabel shalom mitzvahs, then we can make peace with them. But if they're not makabel shalom mitzvahs, then we're chuvi hariga, and there's no chayv of Shalom by the Shiva Amin. But the Taki, if they are Makabla Shevet Mitzvahs and the Geri Toshev and Makabla, and Yeshua had special interest in making the war effort lighter on Jewish people, and that's why he wrote, you want to run away, run away, you want to make life easier for us. So it's in the best interest of the Jewish people, so they sent these letters. And he has Rishus in such an instance to be Makabla Geri Toshev, so it wasn't being done, that's not for Chesh Yeshua. He wasn't doing it as the Chiv, he was doing the Rishus. And the Ikar second of the Rabbit is that there's no dinim of Bakash Shalom. Because Bakash Shalom you do before you come to war, there's a dinim of Bakash Shalom that doesn't apply to the Shiva Amin according to the Rabbit. And that is after they pass over the Yarden, and that the Rabbit says afterwards, after they pass over the Yarden, there's an Am Kabbalah and the Ikar Adin. And therefore there's no dinim of Bakash Shalom. You're not Kabbalah and they're Mechubi Hariga. And Yeshua sent them before they passed over the Yarden, according to the Ravid. Lo midin shalom mitzarach, for the best interest of the Jewish people. So that's why this was being done, not b'toy chiyuv, elo mitzarach, for the Jewish people, to make life easier for them. And therefore it was done even before they passed over the Yarden, because there's nothing to do with the dinah b'kash shalom. B'kash shalom is once. Is when you're about to wage war. It was before they passed over the Yarden. It says, "B'chal na midin b'kash shalom." It was midin tzarech of the Jewish people. It was their need in the mail. They offered them peace, and no one wanted to call them up on the offer where they give them ice. We saw the Din Chaye writes that you have in Mechanes Rishus, even without Mas and Atis. If it's the tzarech hakibush, you don't have to insist on the Mas and Atis that normally you have in Mechanes Rishus. So here also, it was a tzarech. So in the Mela, we make shalom even with the Shiva Amin. K'mokei ma shekatuv lo hayta ir asher shlima hayinu shelo bikshu lashlim. Shelo bikshu haya tzad lefi zman v'atzman matzil lashlim. So they didn't want to make peace, but if they would have wanted to make peace, and it could have been according to the situation, then the Jews would have made peace. But as I come out to Malacha, and the Pasuk in Yahushua tells us that there was no city that was Mavakish Lahashem. But since, Kevan She'en Ocha Yashir Kablum, like we said, we don't have to accept them as Gerim, as Geri Toshu. That's why the Givonim were Marian. We don't have to accept them, so therefore they made this ruse and set up. We're not from the Shabbam, and we're from far away. That's why they had to do this trick. But there is a scenario of Shalom even with people in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rashi and Raib. Again, we're doing not B'nai B'Kosh Shalom, we're doing it for other reasons. And if they're Makab the Zionists, then that's enough for us. And also, yes, and now we understand the letters Yeshua sent. And now we understand the pasuk that only they made peace, only Kivon made peace, other people could have made peace, because there is such a scenario, there is such a possibility. And we also can understand the Midrashim. Shekiyan Yeshua Adin Shabakash Shalom. Shalacha Shekiblu Alayim Din Keretoshav. Bat Nechi Barig Zayin Amin. The Midrashim that we mentioned in the previous year, the Yeshua was Makam Din of Akash Shalom. Because after they were Makabal upon themselves, the Din of Keretoshav, they no longer have Chiyah Barig Zayin Amin. Even the right degrees, that once they're in Kabbalah Zionists, that's it. You don't make war with them anymore. So when we actually make peace, is a king, it's a shalom. This is no chiv to make peace, but if they want to make peace, then we have a chance to make peace with them. Because they were Makabal Zionists, like we said, and no longer members of the Shabbam. Once they were Makabal Zionists, they were Shabbam. And in Mela, you can make peace. Uzeish the Tarets, Mashi Yeshua, Haraim, Shitzaraban, Mashi Sharem, Shitzaraban, Mashi Doshu Sifri, Mashi Kutu Kolan and Saba, the Rabot Kenayim Shibtocha. Vodat Ramban came in the Marishanan with Shalom, Mashi Dush the Kenayim, Gulaf, Rigam, Vukul Kenayim, and Yerogim. זאת אומרת, כתוב בתורה בפרק חוף, פסוק י"א, כתוב בפסוק והיה עם שלום תענכו ופוסחו לך, והיה כל אומן נמצא בו, יהיו לך לומס ועבדוך. And if they open up with peace, they answer you with peace and open up. Interesting formulation. And it will be that any nation that is in it, that is found in it, will be for you, for tax and for servitude. So there we have a chazal that says the Sifri. That comes to include even the Kenayim that are there. And the Kasha of the Ein is on the Ramban, you the Ramban hold that we're Makabel Shalom from an entire Canaanite city, the whole Canaan. If they want to make Shalom, they can make Shalom. And pushing by you. That's my Kiddush of the Kenayim. ובלאו הכי כאן בלכו כנעינים מן הרוגים. זמן החידוש פה שהמדרש מחדש שמקבלים את הכנעינים עם חלק מהאנשים הם מאנשי כנען. גם עם כולם, even if they're all אנשי כנען, they're not killed. Because they were מקבל שם. And the Lechemishna writes, and after many of the last Rambad, is that by other Mohammeds, we don't have a Zayin Mitzvahs. Hashem came to Zayin, Amen. ובשאר מוחמץ they were mashed and about the Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs נשרה על הכנעים שבסרח שגם הם אינם נהרוגים זה כבר לך משנה that we're talking about where there was no Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs and since it's a city with mostly not Kenayim there's just a few Kenayim there so אפשר גם בלי Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs that's the Lech Mishnah but then he says there שלדעת הרמב״ם שבכל מוחמץ בואי Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs קשיו but according to the Rambam it's fair, because they should require you should require the Zayin mitzvahs for the Kinayanim. Because as we spoke about at length, the Rambam doesn't require Keri Tosha for the other nations, but he does require Kabbalah Zayin mitzvahs. As we see in Foolish and Rambam, that they have to be Makabal Zayin mitzvahs in order to make peace. Like we've seen Al-Khadal of emotion and we'll look at the Sheva mitzvahs. So how does this work without the Kabbalah Zayin mitzvahs? That we see in the Sifri that Kolam Avaya Kolam Anitza Bal Rabbis Kanan Shib Sechel. That if you want to say that Chilik is that there doesn't have to be Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs, in other words, what's the difference? That we wanted to say, according to the Ramah, the difference is that here the Zayin don't have to be Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs like the other nations. In other words, if you have a few Kanayim among the Shevam, among the other nation, so the few Kanayim, you don't have to kill the city, the few Kanayim are spared because of everybody else, even without the Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs. But the problem is, according to the Ramah holds you always need Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs. So why are you sparing the Kanayim? And if they're Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs, and if they become Geri Toshav, then they say the Gamul. But we're not talking about whether they're becoming Geri Toshav. Unless you say that they're like the Seb, that according to the Ramban, that the Kanayim have to be Makabal Sheva Mitzvahs without becoming Geri Toshav, and therefore if there are fewer than there, then they're like everybody else who's spared because they're Makabal Sheva Mitzvahs without becoming Geri Toshav officially. But the mission makes the chiluk between being Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs and not being Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs. What are you going to do if everybody requires a Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs? So why are you afilu Kanayim Shev Secha? What's the difference between the Kanayim? If they're becoming Geri Toshav, then we're talking about the whole city. Then even if the whole city is Kanayim to be spared. So there's not a Chiddush Afilu make the few, even a few Kanayim. And if we're talking about they're not becoming Geri Toshav, so the Lech Mishnah says you have nafkamina according to the Ramban, that the other nations are not Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs, and the Shevamim have to be, and the Shevamim have to become Geri Toshav. So the Chiddush here is that even though the Shevamim are not Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs, so there, since they're among the other people, so then you spare them, even though there's no Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs. But then again, we have a kash of Ladas Rabbah. The Ladas Rabbah and the other nations also have to be Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs. So you can't say that Nafka Minah is between the other nations not being Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs, and now, because the Kanayim are among them, they don't have to be Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs, because they have Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs just like the other nations. So then what's the Nafka between, what's the Nafka Minah that the Kanayim should say? They're Makabal Mitzvahs just like the other nations. And therefore, even if it would be a whole city of Kanayim, you would kill them. Because they're Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs. Again, unless you say the Nafka Minah is that normally they have to become Geri Toshav. And here, they don't have to become Geri Toshav if they're among the other nations. Maybe that's an Nafka Minah. That I feel Kanayim Shev Secha. Akopanim, we want to know according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, what's the chiddush of the Zayin Amimin? That the Zayin Amimin, if there are a few Zayin Amimin mixed in amongst the other nations intermingled, so you don't kill them. But if they're Makabal Mitzvahs, so the Chorah, if they're Makabal Mitzvahs, then you're not going to kill them. The other nations are also Makabal Mitzvahs. So it's not only Mixas Kanayim, it's even Kula Kanayim. And it would appear that even Ladas HaRamban is quite difficult. Ki b'yalum shedin kabalas mitzvahs b'kanayim is not within the shalom, so l'afkia mechiv misasai. V'mo kibol zayin mitzvahs gam kanayim shabasach mechuyav misa. My time in Erog, in other words, we learn, Pshat HaRamban is that the din kabalas mitzvahs by the kanayim is not a din that you're chayav to make shalom, but rather, it's the mafkia mechiv misa. If you make shalom, then they're no longer chayav misa. And if they were mekabel zayin mitzvahs, so then they are chayav misa. So why aren't they killed? The whole fourth, as we spoke about in the Ramban, of being mekabel zayin mitzvahs, is not because you're chayav shalom, but because if they're mekabel zayin mitzvahs, then they're no longer kanayim. And the male should be killed. So why did Chazal say that? No, if there are a few kanayim there, then they're spared. Why would that be? They're still kanayim, and they're not mekabel zayin mitzvahs, so they should be chayav misa. So, how's your question? Why is it that if there are a few Kanaanim among the other nation, that those few Kanaanim are spared? And if it's talking about where they become Geri Toshev, their Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs have become Geri Toshev, then even if the whole city is comprised of Kanaanim, you wouldn't kill them. So what's the chiddush of even a few Kanaanim? That if it's a few, yes, but if it's everybody, no. And if it's a few, yes, then why would you, if they're not becoming Geri Toshev, then why aren't they Chayav Misa? They should be Chayav Misa. They weren't Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs there. This is Dinim Shiramin. This is Mechuyve Misa. Let's Chayav Kol Neshama. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. Based on the Sifri there, when it says Vayim Shalom Tancha Yochel Fi Mitzasa, Talam Vayim Aru Pascha Lach Kula Vayim Mitzasa. And if it answers you, and it shall be if it answers for you for peace. So the Sifri says, I think even if some do so, it is therefore written and it opens itself to you, all of it, not part of it. It has to be Kula Velo Mitzasa, as we already discussed it in Halach Aleph. And if so, B'kibul Kola Il Shalom V'Zayim Mitzvahs, Avaloch Halos Gev Toshev D'Boi V'Kinayim, Kerem D'Loi Mahani Shalom Hargam, Sal Kedaitach D'Havi Mitzasa V'Gam Shai Yehorgu, V'Yazek Kamash Malan, Shebedin Shalom Shal Ha'ir, Chai El Adin Avi Masa Avdus V'Zayim Mitzvahs Greide, V'aydei ze ein din hariga la'ir, d'havalei kula. So if they're mekabel shalom and the zayin mitzvahs, and not the chalos ger toshev that kanayim require, since now they're not ger toshev, there's a chiyuv misa, because they were mekabel selfish to become ger toshev. So you might think that this is mitzasa. This is only considered mitzasa. If they're not mekabel geri toshev to be geri toshev, that's only considered that mitzasa wanted to make shalom with you. You might think that that's mitzasa and everybody is killed. So now that we have a kamash malan that have been shalom shal ha'ir. There's a din of Aliyah Mas Abdus Zayin Mitzvahs Grede. And in the middle, there's no din Hariga on the year. That's called Kula. In other words, what does it mean, Kula? It means they're all Makabal Mas Abdus Zayin Mitzvahs. But not to become Geri Toshev. V'yamnam HaKanayim Yehargu Mitzad Din HaKanayim Al Shalei. Abad Din Shalom Chayel Kam Al Yedei HaKanayim Shebesaycha. Tem Shomim Volt. Zeh Kamo Sheh. Ramaz Mufar Chodeh. That when you have a whole city and of another city, in other words, of non-Kanaan of other nations, and there's some Kanaan sprinkled in there, and some of those Kanaan are not makabel to be Geri Toshev. Everybody's makabel Mas Abdus and Zayin Mitzvahs. So you make peace with the city, but there are a few Kanaan in there that aren't makabel to become Geri Toshev. So that's what Chazal are telling us over here, that the city is considered peace with the city. You made peace with the city. We're talking about the city of Chalusa. Including everybody. In other words, as long as they're makabel, mas, abdus, zayin mitzvahs, then, according to the Rambam, has to also be zayin mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, mas and abdus. So then that's already enough. For the other nations that you can make peace with the city. And what about the Canaanim? So let's say the Canaanim is something that didn't want to become Geri Toshev. It doesn't matter. It's still considered that you made peace with the city. The Chalosh Shem Shalom that you made with the city is enough. As long as they're makabel upon themselves, mas and abdus and zayin mitzvahs, there's no din harig on the city. That's considered kula. V'omnam, ha-kenayim zeh kriti, ha-kenayim yehogu mitzadim kenayim shaleyam, aber din shalom chayal gam al-yay kenayim shesecha, so you're right, the individual Canaanites will be killed because they have din of kenayim. But that's how do you spare them? Have Geri Toshev. The answer is, you don't spare them. But there's a din of shalom on the city, that's what Chazal says, the din of shalom on the city is considered kula. As long as everybody is makabel himself, mas, nab, zionist, the din of the city, shalom to everybody. Just that the Canaanim didn't become Geri Toshev. They, as individuals, are killed. But the din shalom is called off the Canaanim shesecha. So that would possibly be pshat here in this medrash, Rav's Canaanim shesecha. That there's a din chalei shalom in the city. Even though the Canaanim in the city didn't come to the world of Kabbalah Zion, they as individuals have to be killed. But there's still a din shalom in the city. Achen loshem Rashi ala toil sham. Udafil ala tam otze ba mizayin mos. Shem nisaves ala achriman. Hashem Rashi omer. Rashi omer shem ala pasuk. Afil ala tam otze ba mishibat anamin shem nisaves ala achriman. Even if you find from the Shittas Umos that you have to destroy them, you're allowed to keep them alive. Ooh. Here Rashi says that you can keep them alive. Even if they're not Makabel Zion, even if you have Shev Umos among them, you keep them alive. Mash Meshe Matzim Lo Yargu, the Yigshe Kanal. So why aren't they killed? They're shivumos. So why aren't they being killed? Achen, afima shebiyamu, shekol sheish mitzvah kriya shalom oyed rashi shemakab mechalos kertosh shebam yizaynus, ayed ezeh shuvay nehrogim, shabin nemar kan shir shiru b'mishalom sebchay odin kriya shalom, chay odin yi hari yagam al hakanayim shesecha, vayed ezeh at rashay lakanayim kabalos zayin mitzvah sagir toshav, av pishabal meim mekablen, So we learned earlier that if there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Shalom, then Rashi is Modi or Makabel the Chalos of Geri Toshev Yivim Zaynus, and therefore they're not killed. So that's what the pasuk is saying over here. That a city that's mostly from the other Umos, and there's a din of Kriyas Shalom, there's a din of Ihariga, even on the Kenayim Shesecha. And in Mele, you can keep them alive if they're Makabel Zion Mitzvah Sagir Toshev. Even though normally you're not Makabel Zion, what's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that normally, if there's Zion Mos, according to Rashi, there's no din to call out in peace. But here you're calling out in peace. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that you're calling out in peace. And in Mele, once you're calling out in peace, you're going to accept them as Geri Toshev. So don't be Rashad and Rashi, but they're not Makabel Zion Mitzvah. Atarashay the Kaimon, you're allowed to keep them alive even if they're not Makabel Zion Mitzvahs. According to Rashi, rather than Makabel Zion Mitzvahs. And the Chiddush is that there's a din Shalom here. There's a din of Kriya Shalom because we're dealing with mostly from the other nations. And in the Mele, once there's a din of Kriya Shalom, we're Makabel, they're Geri Toshev. Even though, normally in Eretz Yisrael, you don't want to be Makabel in general. In Eretz Yisrael, you're not calling out in peace. You don't want to be Makabel in this Geri Toshev because it's only being done out of Yira. But here's an exception to the rule. Here, since we're dealing with a city mostly from the other nations, it's not talking about the Sheva Amin. The This pasuk is talking about Eretz Yisrael, as the Rabbeinu here proves. So, despite the fact that there are members of the Shilamin here, and there's no din of being Kosech Lashon for the Shilamin, and Eretz Yisrael, not even Kabbalah, being Eretz Toshim, because they're acting out of Yira. But here, since they're only sprinkled amongst the other nations, here there's a din of Shalom. There's a din of Akash Shalom because of the other nations. And in the middle here, Makabal Shalom of the Kanaim Shabbosach, if they're Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs, they're not killed as individuals. So again, there's a Chalos Shalom on the whole city. And even the Shiva Umos are spared if they want to be Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs. Advar Me'iru Misach Mehoda Nekhi Toki Lalam Chazai Baruch Hashem Nam Shigbalik. And okay, we still like to explain to my folks in the Rambam Ravid, and then we have another series of Shiurim, and there's a Shem Siyat Shmaya, Zeyen Flamel, so please stay tuned, and I'd like to hopefully be able to continue. God, Jesus, health and life, and Alec and Zachim, thank you so much for listening, Shalom.